Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Monday to you, champion, or as we like to say inside the Everyday Saturday community, happy Saturday. Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. We keep it real. We get to the point. We don't fiddle-faddle around. I don't even know if that's a word, but it's not even a big deal because it is one now. And I am fresh off the Bieber concert. I gotta come clean, man. It's a confession Monday. I got to let you know. I saw Justin Bieber in concert Friday night. Now, I didn't go alone. I brought my 15-year-old daughter and her friend to the concert. Got a lot of thoughts around this, man. A lot of entrepreneurial thoughts flowing through my mind. I don't know if I'm a believer just yet, but I got to tell you, it didn't suck. I got to tell you one other thing. I actually had a great time, and I don't think it was the bourbon. I actually think I had a great time at the Bieber concert, and I just got to tell you, as a longtime listener, you may have heard me along the years, man. I'm coming clean. Now, a lot going on at U.S. Bank Arena on a beautiful Friday night in downtown Cincinnati. The weather was amazing. There was also a Reds game going on. It's the Cincinnati baseball Reds. And what's funny is Great American Ballpark and U.S. Bank Arena are literally like right next to each other. The outfield seats of Great American Ballpark, where the Reds play, are just about touching the U.S. Bank Arena. There's a little bit of a walkway in between there. So here's what happened. Got tickets for my daughter and her friend, and I always use SeatGeek. And if you're not familiar with SeatGeek, it's an app that you can get on your smartphone, and it's a search engine for tickets. So you don't need to go to Ticketmaster and then go to StubHub and go to all these different places. Just you can download SeatGeek, and it searches the best available seats, and it gives them a ranking. And the higher the ranking, it gets like a really dark green, and it shows you the seats of all of the arenas. And then the lower ranking, the higher priced seats that aren't even in very good locations get kind of yellow and red and so on and so forth. So check it out. Download it to your smartphone. You can also access it online, SeatGeek.com. I'm not a paid spokesperson for them. Just been using it forever to buy sports and concert tickets. So I got a couple of seats for my daughter and her friend. They were $94 a piece. They were section 200. Good view of the stage, you know, but they're up there. They're at the kind of the upper level. And if you ever follow me on Facebook, you see I go to concerts. I'm a big New Edition fan. I've seen Paul McCartney and things like that. I'm always on the floor. I don't see a concert by myself unless I'm on the floor because I know I can score one good ticket because somebody's always looking to get rid of one at the last minute. So I drive downtown, and I didn't even know this. The internet was abuzz. Oh my gosh, Justin Bieber sprained his ankle horribly playing pickup basketball at LA Fitness here about 10 miles from my house. And who knew? Bieber's 10 miles from my house. Isn't that crazy? So he posted on Instagram. I don't follow him. At least I didn't before the concert. And I didn't know. He posted a picture out there. His ankle was really busted up, but he still performed. Got to give him credit. He showed up. I didn't even know he was thinking of canceling the show or some of the tour. The internet was going crazy over the Biebs ankle. Imagine that. And here I am, totally oblivious to it, just carrying on a Friday. So we get down to the event, and I drop my daughter and her friend off at the inside the entrance there. They get in to make sure they got in okay, safe and sound. I immediately get on my phone, and the opening act starts at 7:30. So it's like 10 after 7, get on my phone, go to SeatGeek, boom, $88, it's like fifth row, something like that from the stage. Buy it, download to my phone, walk right in, like my daughter must have just went in probably 3 minutes before I did. Go right in, scan the code, there you go, nice to know you, right to the bar. Because homie ain't getting through this concert, especially the two opening acts. There was Moxie Ray and Post Malone. Now, Post Malone sings a song, White Iverson. So if you're at all an NBA fan, Karl Malone, the postman, Allen Iverson, you got to put it all together. All right, way too much work even for me to figure out right now. So anyway, a couple of Miller Lights into it. Got a mix of bourbon in there some way. Always got a mix of bourbon in. No, I'm not a closet alky. Just gets me through a Bieber concert. But I'll tell you what, man. The Biebs came out. Oh, I had to Snapchat a photo and text my daughter of my seats, which I had a couple of, like, oh, by the way, hair and makeup everywhere, general age, 10 to 17-year-old girls. And, oh, by the way, every men's room, just about every men's room, had a new sign that said women's over it, like, you know, just some Photoshop thing. So there was, like, one men's room for every 10 ladies' rooms, and there were lines still around the corner to get into the ladies' rooms. There was no dudes there at all. No dads there at all. So get into the concert. Opening act was okay. Second act was fine. And then the screaming mayhem of teeny boppers begins. Lights go down. Biebs comes out. Doesn't look like he's got the sprained ankle really at all. And he rocked it, man. Got to give the guy credit. Now, I'm going to take away points, though, because he never even really acknowledged that he was in Cincinnati. Who knew? He might have been drugged up on painkillers, but he could have been in Des Moines, Iowa, or L.A. or Cincinnati. I don't even think he really gave a crap. That's the only thing I would take away. He didn't personalize. You know how you go see, even when I saw Paul McCartney last year in Louisville, he talked about going to Louisville, meeting Muhammad Ali, and, you know, talked about being in London. He must have mentioned Louisville 100 times. Oh, Louisville, you're a good day, Louisville, you know. Biebs, not so much, man. Didn't play to the crowd, so I got to take points away. But all in all, tapping my toes, man, having a good time at the concert. And here's the moral of the story. How the hell does all this work in, do an entrepreneurial show? Well, hey, 10 years ago, I quit my job to be free, just to be free, just to do stuff like this, whether it's with my daughter or one of my other kids or a buddy of mine or just by myself. Like last summer, I went to a couple of concerts up in Dayton. Saw a Little River Band and people like that, Ambrosia, just whatever, man. Whatever you want to do. Do you have the freedom to do that? Could you have done that? Just that without making all – I'm talking about without making all these grand plans. We put these plans together like the night before. You know, hey, see if your friend wants to go. Yeah, great. All right, I'll go down with you. Same thing I've always done with all the concerts I go to. So are you able to do that? It ain't even about a concert, whether you even like going to there. Do you like going anywhere on your terms? Because every day – if you're like me, are you on Facebook? If you're in your 40s, you're seeing more people that you used to know that are dying than ever. You're going to more funerals than you're going to weddings. And yet somehow we all got this really cockamamie thing going through our mind that we're going to live forever somehow. This is nuts. Doesn't work that way. You're not getting any closer to your birthday, right? You're getting closer to your last day. Yet some of us act like we're going to live forever and we're not creating any memories, man. Go create memories. Friday night was a great time. Great time. I had a great time. It was so much fun. And not only seeing my daughter having a great time and her friend and just all the nuttiness going on, but it was just an experience. Something I certainly hadn't experienced, well, since I went to the One Direction concert last year with my daughter. And before that, the Ariana Grande concert with my daughter. You kind of see where I'm going with this thing, man. I didn't quit my job so I could go chase more awards and trophies and ribbons around my neck. I quit my job so I can go create memories and have some experiences. Man, it's tough raising kids. Let me tell you, it is tough. I posted a funny meme on my wall the other day. Somebody asked me what it was like having four kids. And I said, it's like having three kids. It feels like you're drowning and then someone hands you a baby. That's what it's like. Kids are challenging, man. Life is challenging. So you might as well go create some experiences that you can enjoy around that. At least something different. Something that you would not normally do. Go learn a new trade. Learn to be a plumber, an electrician. I always told my wife, I said, you know, one thing, and she looked at me like I was crazy, like you would have hated this. But no, one of the regrets I had back when I moved back to my hometown in 2007 for 9 months just to run my rentals and learn how it all worked and shoveling sidewalks. I said, you know, I wish I would have went to BOCES, which is a trade school there, and just took some electrician classes. I wish I would have learned how to run my own electric and change my own plumbing. I was like, yeah, you would have hated that. Yeah, maybe, but still, it's all about experiences. That time in 2008 where I was taking real estate classes, and before I led 1 week to go to get my real estate license, I quit because I got that call to go to Hawaii, and that's when my career totally changed and everything changed. My whole life changed as a result of that one speaking gig, and then got just went down that road, you know, and that was my big break. Your big break is coming, but boy, can you create some experiences around your life? It's Monday morning, and everybody right now is just dreading, most people here in the U.S., of where they're going to be now for the next 8 hours. Why? Why do that? Sometimes, yeah, you got to do stuff you don't want to do. Sometimes you got to get a little bit uncomfortable, but not always. It's crazy. What? Who made the rule that you work 5 days just so you're allowed to get 2 days off? That's stupid. That doesn't even make sense. That's an industrial age mentality, and it's up to you to change that generationally in your family. I did, and if I can do it, you can do it. I never said it was going to be easy, but I said it was going to be worth it. Friday night, I got to tell you, man, I got confession. I loved it. Loved it. Was still singing Bieber songs all weekend. I loved it. I loved, you know, the time my daughter had with her friend. It was great. It was another summer memory for her that she's not going to forget. So don't quit your job to go chase money. Quit your job to go chase memories and to go create experiences that will live long after you're gone. Are you with me? Come on, let's do it. You and me, let's do it. Let's kick the week off. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.